Hey there, it's been a while since I've again done an audio boomer. Hi, it's Greg. And it's been, I don't know, a week or so, a couple of weeks since I've done a recording on audio boom. I did actually do one the other day, and I actually just did one using the audio boom app. And both times the app just lost the recordings. Every time I went to upload them and just gone. So you would have actually got a recording the other day when I was sitting in the in Calais waiting to go in the Eurotunnel. But the audio boom, really, the app sucks, guys. It really, really does. It's I just paid £60 for another year because I wanted to kind of get active on audio boom. And doing it from the app is just impossible. Really. The app just sucks on Android. I know it's like on iPhone, but the Android one, it sucked. And even when it was Audio Boo, they really neglected the Android version, which I think these days is completely ridiculous because more people use Android than iPhones these days. So I think it really, really sucks. The doing stuff in the app really is very difficult. But the only thing you can do effectively in the app is just listen. But maybe that's the intention. They're prioritizing listening over recording. But I don't want to moan about that. I'm now kind of recording this using actually a separate recording app, which is what I was doing before, and then just uploading them. So I think if I stick to that routine, then it'll be fine. I just need to avoid trying to do it in the app because it sucks. Okay. I'm on vacation, which is probably why I'm singing and sounding a little bit relaxed compared to my previous boos. I was doing like the personal daily as part of Audio Mo, and also the photo daily as well. And then I kind of stopped. Part of the reason I stopped was because I got very busy at work. I got booked to do all the graduation photos for Business Academy Aarhus. So I had, overall, I had about 10 days where I was caught up with that. And they have a lot of, they had a lot of classes and graduating this semester. So I had to go to all of the, graduation ceremonies, capture photos of the ceremonies, capture people photos of people actually being presented their diplomas. And then afterwards, photographing all the different classes as their graduation photos, doing some kind of serious graduation photos, but some fun ones as well of all the different classes. So that really, work-wise, that really kind of suddenly occupied a lot of time. So I didn't really have time to continue my audio mode recordings, which was a shame. And then personal daily as well. You know, been sharing a lot, I think, on the personal daily, and I want to continue doing that when I get back from vacation. But, you know, I did kind of have some intention to try and do some recordings during those days while I was busy working, because I could see there was a little bit of time in the schedules where I could possibly do that. But that time, you know, nothing went to schedule. So I didn't really have time to do it. And of course, getting home in the evening, I was getting home kind of later than usual. So that was kind of family time. So, kind of dropped out of the audio mode. I apologize about that. And now, having had that kind of busy period of work, I'm now on vacation. And I'm going to be on vacation now for a couple of weeks at least. So I thought I'd throw out this recording just to say hi and just to catch up and let you know what's going on. But also just to kind of say, you know, I am going to, my intention is to pick up on the regular recordings again when I get back from vacation. Because at the moment, I've got like a couple of hours now where my wife and daughter and my family have gone out and I'm at home. So it's some quiet time for me to be actually to be able to pick up the tablet and do a recording. And that touches actually a little bit on something that Roger Overall was talking about In his last audio mo, actually, because he was talking about the idea of continuing to do the daily recordings on audio mo or maybe even another platform. I don't know. Sorry, not audio mo, on audio boom, or even maybe on another platform. I don't know. And of course, he was talking about how difficult it is, you know, when you've got a busy day with work-wise and all the different things you do throughout the day, finding the time to do a daily recording is actually difficult. I know I was managing to do it during that active period because I had a lot of time at home, and then suddenly work got in the way, and I didn't have time or space to do it at home. And it's a little bit in the same vein as Roger, really, that finding the time to do it on a daily basis is enormously difficult. Especially if you work freelance and your routine can change all the time, or your family routine can change all the time. I know mine certainly does. My wife works flex hours, so she can choose the hours that she works throughout the week. They just give her a series of tasks, and she plans her own time to come in and do it, which of course is really, really great. But well, of course, that kind of makes it difficult for me because that her routine can change. So suddenly she can decide to be at home for a day. And if I'm at home expecting to do a recording and also working at home, then that kind of makes that a little bit more difficult. Also, if, you know, for example, if my daughter decides to come home early from school, or it's a day where there's a doctor's appointment for her or something like that. That suddenly, you know, if your family routine changes, that becomes a priority over, you know, being able to do the recordings every day. And the other thing is, if you do have a family, doing this kind of thing at home is also near impossible, or at least I find it is. I mean, we have quite a small house. We do have a spare room. I could go in there and say, I'm going in there for half an hour and close the door. But you probably know yourself, if you have a family or you're at home with your family, particularly if you have kids, our daughter's 8, if she knows you're in that room and you've closed the door, she's going to be banging on the door all the time, you know, wanting to have your attention. And it's the same with most kids. As soon as they know you have things to do, or as soon as they, you know, that you need a little bit of time, then they tend to want to have your time and want to pull you away from that. So actually, you know, actually turning around to your family and saying, bugger off, I need to go in here and do recording, and trying to do that, I find it's impossible. You know, I've learned definitely that if you're at home and your family is there and you're all together, you need to basically prioritize that and be together, because as soon as you disrupt that and you want to, you know, you want to peel off and try and do other things, it's almost impossible. You know, the kids are banging on the door all the time, or you know, suddenly they need help with a lot of different things or whatever it is. So trying to do that during family time is, you know, you probably know yourself, if you've tried to work from home while your kids are at home as well, you know, it's almost impossible, really. So you really do need that kind of time alone to do it. So I certainly found with getting kind of swept up in work and not having the time to do the recordings when I got home in the evening, meant that suddenly I kind of dropped out of audio mode. But I kept listening, actually. I was listening when I could to other people's mo's, which was great, actually. But I just kind of wanted to add to Roger's point in his final mo about, because he spoke about his routine throughout the day, that family time is important. And actually peeling off and doing other things during family time, particularly if you have kids, is really, really difficult. Because you just need that quiet time to ever pick up the microphone and record. And you really can't do that when your house is full of other people all wanting to spend time with you, which is a gift. And you have to accept that gift and do that and do your recordings when you're on your own. I mean, I'm doing that now. You know, they've all gone out, so I've got some time to pick up the tablet and just give a little update. Certainly when I get back from vacation, we'll be back into a routine again, so I know I'll be able to pick up regular recordings then. But for now, I just wanted to give you this little update as to where I'm at and a little bit why I kind of dropped out of Audiomo, but I'm going to be picking up doing regular recordings again when I get back from vacation. And also acknowledging Roger's point about finding the time to do it, particularly on a daily basis, is incredibly difficult if you have a million other things to do and you have a family. So certainly, Roger, I think realistically, I'm thinking probably 3 times a week is how I'm going to pick it up. One of my problems, I know, from a work point of view, is I'm always very optimistic with my time. And I'm learning that I need to be very realistic about my time. So in my head now, I'm thinking, yeah, I could do recordings again every day. But realistically, I think even just with what's just happened, with having to drop out a little bit because of work and stuff, makes it completely obvious that doing it every day is going to be difficult to upkeep. So I think I'm probably going to settle on 2 or 3 times a week, doing both the personal photo daily. And also, I'm going to think about whether I continue doing it on Audio Boom, because I'm really disappointed about the app and how that works. I'm recording this in a separate app now, and I know I'm going to have to run it through a computer and upload it and things like that. So I'm thinking, you know, I might hang in there for a bit just to see how the app, see whether it improves. But if it doesn't, then I might start doing my podcasting using another platform. Or particularly my professional podcasting, if I do the photo daily, I might do that on another platform, because, yeah, finding Audio Boom again still is somewhat unreliable. And it's been a long, long time that it's been unreliable in that way from a technical point of view. From a community point of view, actually, it's great. It's great to see everybody here. But from a technical point of view of getting your recordings out there, if you're on Android platform, they certainly like to make life a little bit more difficult. And I definitely know that part of making sure that you get your recordings done and you get your content done and you get it out there is the less barriers there are to actually getting it recorded and done and out there, the easier it is. The more barriers there are, the more likely it is that you'll not do it, or you'll come across an error and something will happen and you'll get fed up and say, well, bugger that. So, you know, the less barriers there are between recording and posting, the better. And at the moment, there's a lot of barriers, there seems, between recording and posting using the Audio Boom app, at least. Or even using a separate app. You know, I now have to kind of put this on a computer, go on the website, you know, and that all takes extra time. You know, I just want to press record on the tablet. And have a reliable app that'll upload it, and that's not being supplied at the moment, I don't think. All right, I'm going to stop waffling. I'm going to go. I'm going to take the dogs for a walk, I think, and I will catch you. I'll maybe try and do another recording sometime during my vacation, but if not, I will catch you in a couple of weeks.